Chapter 4, 5 Key Guided Principles. I'd like to prepare you for this journey. The journey may not necessarily be smooth sailing, but it is important for you to understand that life is not meant to be smooth. Those who push through the excruciating pain are those who finish successfully. So before we proceed, let me ask you one more time. Are you sick and tired of the life you're living? Do you wish to change? Are you ready to unleash your greatness? Jim Rohn, from his audiobook, Building Your Network Marketing Business, indicated that the same wind blows on all of us. The wind of disaster, the wind of opportunity, the wind of change, the wind of upside and downside, and more. Everyone has a difference in arrival. For some, it could be 1 year. For others, it may be 2 or 3 years. But as long as you keep moving forward in the same direction and make the second year better than the first and the third year better than the second, that is what matters. To borrow my mom's favorite saying, it's not the beginning that matters, it is the end that matters the most. The key word is for you to wish for change. It is never too late for anyone. I am here to tell you that you can make the next few years better than the last several years if only you wish to. To do that, you simply need to implement some key disciplines and principles in your life to ensure that change arrives for you. My goal after you have read this chapter will be to help you shorten your learning curve and help you achieve your goals faster by sharing certain principles which took me 4 years to discover. Just remember that these principles helped me through my journey and, if well utilized, should help you through your journey as well. Please make a mental note of the fact that this will not be an overnight process. Change is necessary for you to move to the next level in your life, and it is important that you embrace and prepare your mind towards the journey. At every stage, just remember how you are doing this journey and why. A renowned speaker, Art Williams, delivered a speech to the 1987 national religious broadcast called the Just Do It speech. This speech has become a classic philosophy in winning in business and life. His speech focused on how many people procrastinate in life. Tip: whatever you desire in life, this is your chance. Just do it. Art Williams mentioned in his speech that the primary difference between winners and quitters is that the winners do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done and they spend more time talking about how they did it and how they did not quit like everyone else. My favorite quote, quitters never win and winners never quit. A winner is someone who, even though they have hardships in daily life, does not get discouraged to the point of giving up and perseveres to attain their goals. And a quitter, on the other hand, is a person who quits or gives up easily, especially in the face of some difficulty, danger, roadblocks, or more. So are you going to be a winner or a quitter? If you want to be a winner, just do it. 4.1, the compound effect. I really hope you're not beginning this journey thinking that you will be looking for success in 30, 60, or 90 days for that matter. I hope you're not planning to give up after a 90-day period if you have not seen success. Bring out the winner in you and keep trying until you see success. It does not end there. Once you succeed, you have to maintain your life in success mode. This I would call sustainability. This advice is priceless. It was a lesson I learned the hard way, as I had spent years looking for instant results in everything that I did. Let me use my weight loss challenge as an illustration. I would do a crash course and lose 20 pounds, staying off carbohydrates for 14 days, and then gain it all back. Why? The reason is because I was not sustaining my success, which is a very important tool to use in your journey. I felt not so healthy and was always frustrated. The key was the sustainability part. Even in my business, I remember many times when I would want someone to make a decision right away to partner with me, and a negative response will completely destroy my day and or week. In my personal life, I remember too many times when my whole family would complain about me being impatient and crave for an audience. It was like karma when I had my daughter, the apple did not fall too far from the tree. I realized that I had done myself a lot of injustice by just not being patient. It wasn't until my mentor, Darren Hardy, introduced the compound effect to me through this book. The compound effect, multiplying your success one step at a time. He likened it to a light switch that had just been turned on in my brain. Wow, what a discovery it was. If only I had known about the compound effect a decade or two ago, life would have been so different and I would have saved myself a lot of heartache. So what is the compound effect? The compound effect is a series of tiny steps taken consistently over time to gradually make a drastic change. It is the only process you need for ultimate success in your journey. So in other words, if you make small, smart choices in life and you ensure that you do it consistently over a period of time, a radical change emerges. Most of the time, society expects us to do massive things to show the payoff, and so a lot of people tend to give up on their dreams too soon when they do not see instant results. Success is rarely instant, well, except for the lottery. Even in the lottery situation, it is rare to buy tickets the first time and win. You usually have to have been buying the tickets for a while. When I started my network marketing business, my friends made fun of me as they expected to see an instant massive change in my lifestyle. They watched like hogs and talked behind our backs. Despite the lack of support around us, we pressed on. In the first year of starting the business, we made some money, but it was not very significant. In year two, business was starting to mature. And in year three, we started to experience significant changes. It was then that our success had begun to shine through. We had begun taking family vacations, our personalities changed, and even our attitudes towards life changed. Of course, we had not become snobs, but had just begun to experience the value of money and how it could greatly impact your life. In year four, they were done laughing and now moved to admiration from a distance. So the question is, what if I gave up after year one because there was no massive change in my life and caved into people's ridicule? What if I would have given up on the ripple effect of what consistency and time would do in my life? Let's look at another example. How many of us have tried losing weight year after year by cutting down dramatically and then given up 30 days after spending weeks eating a salad because we still did not notice any change in our waistline? Or even worked out every day for a month and not see any change? We're all guilty of this, right? In hindsight, if I had made a consistent change of ensuring not to eat after 7 p.m., ensure a healthy breakfast and lunch and worked out consistently 3 to 4 times a week, the change would have been long-lasting. The secret is that things take time to unfold in life, and anything that is easy to come by is easy to go. Real lasting success requires work and lots of it. Giving up before the blessings and permanent change arrives means your ultimate failure. In my opinion, it is worse for you to start and not finish than to not start at all. Take, for instance, a couple that can only afford to save just $1 a day. $1 a day in a year, yields 365 and over a 10-year period, it would multiply to $3,650. This is a typical example of the compound effect. The couple took baby steps, but after 10 years, they could boast of comparatively significant savings. Doesn't it feel good when we do very little and ultimately enjoy success? So what if you begin your journey and people are watching and you keep trying and you fail, and you try again and you fail? Do you believe you need to try again or you need to walk away from it? A good friend of mine took the nursing board exam 12 times and failed over and over and over again until she passed on the 13th time. How about a foreign qualified doctor who migrated to the United States and passed her board examinations to do residency after her fifth try? Or the chartered accountant who just could not qualify and ended up being nicknamed the King of Accountant? What if that was you? Would you have walked away after the third time? What if any of these people had quit? They would never have become the nurse, the doctor, or the accountant. It boils down to how determined you are to succeed and achieve that dream you have always had. See, the compound effect is a principle that you need to use to guide you because of its predictability and measurability. It prepares you to understand that you don't need to take huge steps to achieve your desire, but to simply take little consistent steps. By using this system, you will reach your goal. It's not a race. It is more about endurance. Remember, slow and steady wins. Who said there was a certain speed ratio to achieve success? 4.2, mindset. Having a positive mental attitude, PMA, at all times is very essential in this journey. Without an unstoppable mindset, your chances of surviving this journey will be short-lived. So let's look at some characteristics of a winning attitude. Number one, powerful why. You have to make sure it is boldly written down. Earlier on, we identified what your why was, and I had you write it down. It is important that you reflect on your why every day because it is very easy for a person to forget why they are embarking on the journey when their why is not at the forefront of their mind. Secondly, your why has to mean a lot to you, to the extent that the very thought of it makes you very emotional. This should give you the energy to be perseverant. Finally, your why needs to be bigger than you. It is very easy for us to give up on ourselves. However, if your why is not about you but somebody else, your chances of entertaining defeat will be minimized to almost zero. 2, belief. Belief is another characteristic of building your mindset. What is belief? It is a state or habit of mind in which trust or confidence is placed in some person or thing. Ken Blanchard said, "When you believe in something and you carry it in your heart, you accept no excuses, only results." Emery Miller also said, "By believing, one sees." You need to establish belief in yourself. So when we reflected on your life earlier on, we wrote down all your fears, disappointments, pain, negativity, and more. All of these have suppressed your confidence, am I right? Remember, these are thoughts and feelings that have been repeated to you your whole life, and subconsciously you have allowed that to take over your life. But we are going to work on that by working on your conscious mindset. Once again, it begins with affirmations, or in the case, what I call affirm actions. Say this out loud to yourself like you mean it. I love myself. I am the best of the best. I am beautiful. I am handsome. I am sexy. I am a winner. I am victorious. I am unstoppable. I am a champion. I am a winner. I will be successful. Repeat this to yourself every single day and watch the positive effect it will have in your life. Since these negative thoughts have consumed you the better part of your life, it is important you recognize that building this mindset is not going to be an overnight transformation, but rather a work in progress. The principle of the compound effect will reflect on this part too. Don't let someone tell you that you're not good enough. Believe in yourself. Don't let someone tell you that you will not make it on your journey to achieve your heart's desire. Again, believe in yourself. Know that you are more than what someone else is saying. You are worth it. You also need to establish belief in the path that you have chosen to take. Let me remind you, when you went through the thought process of deciding the journey and finding your what, you made the decision based on the fact that it gives you inner satisfaction and self-fulfillment, and it keeps you awake at night, right? So if that feeling continues to exist in you, why let someone else steal that dream away from you? During my struggles in the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey, I asked myself one question. Why would someone else cause you to think their hustle was better than your hustle when we have different hustles measured at different degrees and under different circumstances? Robert Kiyosaki, in his book, The Business of the 21st Century, wrote, "We live in a cruel world. If you are poor, they step on you. If you are not successful, they step on you. If you don't have confidence, they step on you. So it is up to you to gain the confidence, the skill set, the mindset, the guts, the determination to not care what other people say about you." This became a guiding force in my journey and continues to strengthen me as an entrepreneur in the process of developing that unstoppable mindset that we all need for success. Creating a winning environment. In order for you to develop this unstoppable mindset, you need to create a winning environment that supports, sustains, and nourishes success. Your environment must match your ambitions. It is time for you to stop taking advice from those who are not successful in your life, because the negative people will surely drain you. Make it a must to surround yourself with positive people who are always supporting you to reach higher heights and not people who drag you down. The saying goes that you are a sum total of the five people you are surrounded by. So look around you, and if those five people you're most surrounded by are not successful, you need to surround yourself with doers, movers, shakers, and high-income earners who will show you a thing or two about how to become successful. Invest in yourself. The first success tip I learned as an entrepreneur when I was developing my positive mental attitude was that those who invest in themselves will realize success faster than those who do not. When we are cheap on ourselves, we get cheap results. You must feed your mind by investing in educational tools such as tapes, books, training events, and more. Again, remember that the mindset development is a process. Imagine for a second that you stop listening to your favorite radio station in the car and replace it with a motivational audio CD, which you listen to over and over again. It starts to erase all the unconscious feelings and thoughts that you have filled in you, and over time, your conscious mind will remind you that those things were never true anyway. So I encourage you to take time to invest in yourself, because it will be much more rewarding than using that money at a social event with the friends who are not looking for change and will not serve as a positive influence in your life. While you are building this unstoppable mindset, understand that challenges will still be inevitable. The highway to success is a toll road. You will still encounter some negative people and dream stealers. You will face some rejections and you will experience some failures. Perseverance. Another characteristic of having a winning mindset is perseverance. What is perseverance? It is a continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. It is being resilient no matter what. Michael Jordan said, "I have missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost almost 300 games. 26 times I have been trusted to take the game's winning shot and missed. I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed today." Ultimately, it will boil down to your why. Remind yourself every day of what that why is and use that to push you up the ladder. Another famous quote I want to share with you to prepare you for this journey. "The road to success is not straight. There is a curb called failure, a loop called confusion, speed bumps called friends, red lights called enemies, caution lights called family. You will have flats called jobs, but if you have a spare called determination, an engine called perseverance, insurance called faith, and a driver called Jesus, you will make it to a place called success." I share these quotes with you to help you understand that these roadblocks are not channeled specifically to you, but channeled to everyone who desires to achieve success in life. Those who push through these roadblocks are those who succeed and finish well in life, period. There is no other way around success but for you to fully embrace these challenges and persevere through it. Most often when we look at successful people, we only see the end result of their success, but never get to see what goes on behind the curtain. Anyone who has succeeded and gone through a journey to unleash their greatness has had to develop an unstoppable mindset and was willing to endure all the pain that comes with the journey. That's what I'm preparing you for. Focus. Focus is also a characteristic of having a winning mindset. I encourage you to focus. Focus stands for follow one course until successful. Most people start one thing and in a few months drop it and move on to the next hot item. Does that sound familiar? Consider the postage stamp. Its usefulness consists in the ability to stick to one thing till it gets there. That's a powerful quote by Josh Billings. Another quote by Tony Robbins: "One reason so few of us achieve what we truly want is that we never direct our focus. We never concentrate our power. Most people dabble their way through life, never deciding to master anything in particular." The decision you made about your what was not just something that passed through your mind. You chose it because it is something you have always dreamed about. It keeps you awake at night and it gives you self-fulfillment. If all these facts remain in your mind, then I urge you to stay focused and keep pushing. Success is right here and it will come to you if you reach out for it. God has given you the abilities and you are going to succeed. Enthusiasm. The last characteristic of a winning mindset is enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is having great excitement for or interest in a subject or course. If you have passion for your goals and desires, others will too. Oftentimes, people would ask me how I was able to build success in my direct marketing business. My response? Passion. I was always passionate every time I spoke about my business and noticed I transferred this passion to others. Most people chose to partner with me to do business, not because of the information I shared with them or that I was charismatic, but because of my enthusiasm and passion about the business. Enthusiasm is magnetic and it draws people to you. Norman Peale said, "Enthusiasm releases the drive to carry you over obstacles and adds significance to all you do." Again, if your what gives you inner satisfaction and self-fulfillment, expressing enthusiasm about it should be fairly simple to do. If you're passionate about something and that passion bursts out of you readily, the chances of someone stealing that dream away from you will be very minimal. I hope by now you are in full understanding of what a powerful mindset can do for you in achieving your goals. I am confident that if you practice every single day and you do something little every day in building this unstoppable mindset, there will never be anything in life that you cannot achieve. Because once the mind expands, it can never shrink back, and the sky will only be your limit.